Hi and welcome to Healthy Life Hacks. I'm Jennifer Jeffries, the present day wise woman, a realistic naturopath coming to you from the surfing beaches of Australia. This podcast is for those of you who are wanting to really rock your life and health and live from a place of prevention. Let's get into today's episode. Be it good or bad, the thing that we do consistently in life is what brings us the results. So if you're consistently taking actions that are heading you in the right direction that you want to achieve, excellent. You'll get more of that faster. If you are consistently doing actions that take you away from that, you'll get results faster. So I want to talk today about mastering the mundane. Oh my God, whether we like it or not, 80% of our day is actually the mundane. I know we keep wanting the fun, exciting kind of things, but the reality is most of the day is mundane. For everything from making your bed, getting up and having breakfast, going for a walk, playing with the dog, feeding the dog, doing life, how I sit at my desk, all those things. It's those mundane that we do most of the day. And yet people, and I have too in the past, resisted and fought it and stuff. However, when we can make peace with it, and get that mastering the mundane, not just putting up with and tolerating the mundane, will get us where we want to go. It's huge. So I want to talk into that today. Let's go. So what is it about mastering the mundane? The mundane, those regular things that need to be done day in, day out. Everything from making the bed if you choose, through to, your routines with the shower, getting clean of a day, through to interacting with family, getting the kids ready for school, what you eat, to look after your health, the time that you go to bed at night. All those things are the mundane. And when we can master them, that structure of mastering them absolutely helps to bring predictability and familiarity. That's a big word to even say. Makes it feel familiar. And that kind of thing is comforting and helps us feel safe. Okay. We actually live in this world that's like chaotic and out there, and we want to feel safe. Our base chakra needs to feel safe. And it's a routine. It doesn't have to be 100% of the time, but 80% of our time really is routine, and we get to master that mundane. I've been thinking about this recently because, for more than 20 years, I traveled 9 months a year as a professional speaker around the world pre-COVID. And even within on a different plane or multiple planes every day, different airports around the world, I actually had a routine. I knew if I flew into Heathrow Airport, I did certain things. If I flew into Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris, John F. Kennedy Airport in New York, bloody Brisbane Airport or the Coolangatta Airport as I came home of a trip or went out on a trip. Doesn't matter. I had set routines. I knew how all the business lounges worked. I knew it all. I knew all the different rules for all the different countries. And I had a routine within a life that was not predictable travel. I always knew my calendar 12 months in advance. However, I made that safety, consistent, predictable feeling within that chaos of so much travel for so long. So when we can do it to master it, to surrender to it and master it, that gives us some of our biggest personal growth opportunities. Why? Because we can tap into working with our happy hormones as well, and we can lock things in as positive behaviors. And like I said right at the start, the more we do a certain thing, if it's good, the more we head in the right direction we want to go. The more we do a thing that is not as good, bad, whatever you want to call it, takes us away from that life and what we want. So, whether it's our eating, if 80% of the time we are heading in the right direction, eating close to nature, drinking the right waters, eating good food, protein, all those things that I talk about in all my podcasts, and having 20% of not as good food, your body will keep hitting that mark. If it's the other way around, which such a large population part of the population is, 80% is the not so good and 20% is good, or even 70-30, you're not going to get there. You're not. It's going to be a bloody tough haul. It is. So if we can live a life just where 80% of the time we've got that mundane mastered, shit works. It really works. Okay. So whether it's cooking a meal, tidying up your living spaces, cleaning your desk, how do you end your day? How do you work with the kids? If they're doing their after school homework stuff, how do you make your bed? What's your night routine? What's your morning routine? They're all these kind of things. I really learned when I was in the army. We were army as a 17-year-old. We were given such structure, even like, how close you're folded in a particular way, jocks, in the wardrobe sat so many mil from something else. Everything was measured, how we made the bed. Everything was an absolute stretch structure. And we learned to master that mundane. Because it kept us grounded and it kept us in that place where it was like life was predictable. When there was so much change going on, as you just go something like, from school to and your parents to boom, being thrown into the army, I loved that they gave us a sense of safety amongst so much that was different. It was crazy. And it was this mastering the mundane that we got to do that gave us that. So I think it's cool. Make peace with it, I promise. So if we can attempt, do what are you going to do, carry out the mundane kind of tasks with a positive mental attitude, looking for this is cool. I make my bed. I go to bed at, 8:30 at night. I do this, I do that, I work with the kids this way, I tidy my desk and set my day before I leave my desk at night for the next day. Then I know there's no surprises. All those kind of things. When we're engaging in those repetitive kind of tasks, it's really interesting. Okay, because we can get a sense of deep satisfaction. Now, what happens when we feel a sense of satisfaction is our serotonin rises. We get a serotonin hit. Serotonin is one of our happy hormones. Really cool. And then the other one we also get a hit from is dopamine, because dopamine comes when we achieve things. So it's like, wow, went to bed at the right time. Tick, ate good 80% of the day. Tick. Cleaned my desk off and got myself ready for tomorrow. Tick, went to the gym. Tick, 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 tick. Dopamine hits, happy hormone hits. And tapping into serotonin and dopamine more mindfully by mastering the mundane helps us stick to what we need to do to achieve our goals versus being erratic and bloody all over the shop and not getting those happy hormone hits. It's not that we lose hope, but it's harder than it needs to be. So I wanted to do this quick podcast because have a think about what are your mundanes that you do every day? What are your things that you do day in, day out? And as you do them, what if you just pick three of them? Three of them, that's it. And for the next week, okay, three of them for the next week, whether it is making the bed where you usually don't make the bed. What if it's, cleaning your desk and prepping for the next day, whether it's making the kids' school lunches, whatever it is, celebrate it. So remember, achievement is dopamine, satisfaction is serotonin. Look for the point of satisfaction and achievement in every little mundane task you do. You will be firing off more happy hormones than you know what to do with. That shit's cool. You can mindfully make those things happen. And that will help get you to where you want to go. It doesn't matter what the goal is, way faster than if you keep butting your head going, I don't like doing this shit. I don't want to do this shit. The reality is 80% of our day is mundane shit. Own it. Love it. It's taking you where you want to go in life. Send me a message. I want to know how you enjoyed mastering your mundane. I want to thank you for being here today. If you enjoyed my podcast, please let me know by leaving a review on Apple Podcast. Every month, I draw one lucky person who leaves a review, have a free 1 hour consultation with me. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you're tuning in from so that you always catch the next episode. I welcome your emails and you can write to me at podcast@healthylifehacks.com.au. Until next time, remember, when it comes to life, live it, love it, and get on with it.